Okay, we have to finish the Rashi and Marah that we began last night. We were discussing the conversation between Rachel and Yaakov, in which Rachel is begging Yaakov to please beseech Hashem on her behalf for a child. Last night we learned how Yaakov said, I can't be compared to my father Yitzchak already, who didn't have any children himself. And so she says, okay, fine, daven for me like Avram Avinu daven for Sarah, which we spoke about last night, how we saw that Avram davens for Sarah. And then Yaakov says, you can't compare me to Avram because Sarah was willing to give a tzaratz, a competitive wife to Avram. Sarah gave Hagar, and you haven't done that. So she responds, okay, fine, and she gives Yaakov Bilhah. That's what we learned with Rashi last night. And the most perplexing part, there's a lot of perplexing parts of such a Rashi, but if there's anything that you can't say to Rachel, if there's anything that you can't say to her, you can't say, you haven't given a competitive wife like Sarah gave Hagar. New Rachel, what have you done like that? To Rachel, you're going to say that? To Rachel? Rachel, who under her chuppah steps aside and gives her sister Leah the simanim so that she can marry her own husband Yaakov, so she becomes the second wife. To Rachel, Yaakov is going to say, I mean, how could you ask me to daven? Like Avram daven for Sarah. Sarah was willing to give Hagar and you haven't done that. So she says, fine, and she gives Bilhah. Leah, how could she just sit there and say that? How could Yaakov say that? So the Maral says a fascinating point. We discussed this a little bit when Sarah first gave Hagar earlier in the Chumash. What is the idea that you have to give a tzara, you have to give a competitive wife in order to be able to daven that you should have a child? Why are those two things connected? What does Sarah mean when she says, ulai ibanet mimena, maybe I'll be built through her? And Rachel then mimics that exact same language when she says, ibane gam ani, I will also be built through Bilhah, the way that the Baba Sarah was built. Why does that work? So the Maral says, Perish shaisa mis'ave libanim, that there's such a taiva, there's such a drive, there's such a desire, such a yearning. I have to have children. I'm willing to give a competitive wife, kedesh tele, so that my maidservant will give birth to a child. And I will raise that child. I have to be involved in the activity of raising a child. So much so, I'll bring in a maidservant so that I could raise this child. When? Mitov zeh, says the Maral, when Hashem sees kalkach mitzta'eres lebanim, how much you want it. You're so desperate for it. You'll do that to get your hands on a child to be able to raise. Then we'll have rachamim and grant you your own child. In our language, you know, we daven and we daven. There's some things we daven for and other things that we daven for. You daven shachris min chamarv, and where's the feeling? Where's the hagarsha? Okay, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not there. Sometimes the best tefillah, the best, most meaningful, powerful tefillah, are not in a shul. You'll forgive the rabbi for saying it's not in shul. It's wherever in life finds you when something is really tugging at the kishkes. And you let out a tefillah that comes. This is the real tefillah. It's a difference. That's a tefillah. And on that tefillah, when a person says to the Baruch Hu, man, I'll do anything. I will do anything to get whatever it is that a person needs. And they will. And they do it. That's a real tefillah. That I see. When it's combined with, and I'm going to do anything in my power to make this happen, so then when Hashem sees kolkach mitzta'er, says, this is real, this comes from the heart, this is a real avodah shebalev, so then the answers to the tefillah come in a different way. When Rachel gave the simanim to her sister Leah, sure she brought a tzara into the home, that had nothing to do with her desire to have a child. That was, as Rashi says, when the Torah describes after Yaakov marries what turns out to be Leah, by Yiba Boker. In the morning, it turns out, Vihine Leah. Rashi says, in the morning, it was Leah the whole night. Rashi says, no, because Balayla, she didn't think it was Leah. Lefishim Maser Yaakov Simanim L'Rachel. They knew Rachel and Yaakov, they knew love and what he was about, what he was going to try to pull on them. So they had all sorts of Simanim. Ukishiras Hashem Achnisin Lo Leah. When Rachel saw that Leah was being switched out for her, Amra, it says Rashi's language, Achshav tichaleim achosi. My sister is going to be humiliated. She's going to be ashamed when this whole thing breaks. And so to protect her sister from the humiliation, she put herself aside and gives her sister the simanim so she can marry. That midah stands for Klal Yisrael for all time. But that's not a midah that says, I want children. That's a midah that the Medrash says, we quote in the beginning of Megillas Eicha, the Medrash says, as Yaakov is going to later say when he buries Rachel on the way to Beis Lechem, and he says to Yosef at the end of the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, I know you're still angry at me that I buried your mother here, but she needs to be here because Rachel mivaka al banetz. Rachel is going to cry for her children, the Medrash says, as the Jews are being led out during the Churban, during the destruction, and Avraham Avinu gets up and says, how could you do this? I was willing to sacrifice my son, and it doesn't arouse any rachamim from Hashem. And Yitzchak says, I was willing to be sacrificed, and it doesn't arouse any rachamim from Hashem. And Yaakov gets up and says, I put up with Laban for 20 years, and he did this to me, and he did that to me, and I did it, and it doesn't arouse any rachamim. Until Leah gets up and says, I gave my sister and let her take my place. Kavash es rachamav. I withheld my own needs and my own desires, and I had rachamim on her. How can you not have rachamim on your children who were Ovid of Odeh Zarah? They brought in other gods and other idols. But for me, you have to do it. And for that, Hashem says, for you, Rachel mivakal b'reshavu banim libu. I'll bring them back. But it's only for Rachel. That midah, which stands on Klal Yisrael's behalf forever, but it's not a midah of I want children. It was a midah of rachamim, a midah of rachel mivakal banel, a midah of chesed, and all of that. So Yaakov says, but now we're talking about davening for a child. So you want me to be like Avram who davened for Sarah? Sarah brought in a tzara, and a tzara specifically ulayi banem, that I could build children from her to show how badly, how desperate, how yearning I am for a child. I'm willing to have it be someone else's child. I just have to have my hands on a child that I can raise. So Rachel says, oh, that's what's ma'akid, that's what's holding it back. Here, take Bilhah, bringing in effect now a second competitive wife into the marriage, but this is one specifically so that she could raise the child, and then through that, the tefillah. So that's the midah, the Maral says, of what it means to bring in these atzara, competitive wife, into the equation to be able to actually raise the children, and then through that she'll be able to have her own.